1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Time to talk music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
I was going to say, you should be rested, relaxed. The A-team took good care of you last week.
Right. The B-team's back now.
Exactly.
What's your take on ketchup?
Being from Pittsburgh and everything.
You like the ketchup? Are you a fan
of ketchup? I'm not a big ketchup guy, I gotta say.
No.
I'm more of a barbecue or A1 guy.
But
there is only one. That said, there is only one ketchup.
Yes.
There is only one ketchup.
Heinz.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're from Pittsburgh, the home of...
Well, not just because I'm from Pittsburgh, but because it's a sacramental fact. go to church on Sunday and ask, and they will tell you there is only one ketchup.
I'm not going to argue with that.
If you go to you grew up in Pittsburgh, how long did you live there?
I lived there, pretty much 21 years.
Okay, so was that the only ketchup anywhere you ever saw?
Oh, no. You could, Hunt's was around, and some of the other brands were there, but, it was Heinz.
Do you know anybody
There were other beers. If it weren't for Iron City being Iron City, there wouldn't be any other beer, but it's Iron City.
What about your vinegars and your baked beans? All Heinz?
Well, that's all Heinz, sure.
Yeah. So, do you know people who worked at the plant?
I didn't know anybody who worked specifically for Heinz. My family had a market, and we carried it.
Yeah.
So we used to get Heinz swag and things like that.
Hey, where'd you get that sweet Heinz hat?
I know, high hats, t-shirts, pickles.
Pickles, right. Yeah, very big, yeah.
It took them so long to get into the mustard war.
We also were one of the first places in Pittsburgh to carry Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, your family shop?
I had a, because, it started out as a small thing, and so I had a, I had a really cool rum raisin t-shirt that I remember.
Awesome.
Taking me down memory lane here.
Yeah.
Speaking of memory lane, and this isn't in your notes this morning, but I have to bring this up. I watched the Dan Rather interview with Paul Stanley. It's an older one.
Yeah.
Basically, the bottom line is there with Paul is, if you're willing to work hard, you could be me.
That's what they say.
His bottom line was Gene and I just outworked everybody else. We just kind of refused to be outworked.
Yeah, and there's merit to that. There really is. I mean, Kiss was and in some ways remains, one of the hardest working bands, out there and ever. But, they were in New York. They came up at a time when it was a little easier to break through as a rock band. There were more mechanisms for them, and they had a shtick. And that's really what put them over. There was nobody else like Kiss, really, at the time. So they met the right record company, and things just fell into place. But no, hard work is definitely a part of the.
I like this description of when he used to go to shows as a kid. He goes, it was like they were doing me a favor that they were up there playing songs. He goes, we wanted to be the show you always wanted to see.
Right.
Yeah.
That was their thing. They basically wanted it to be their comic books come to life.
Right. But
And I still love it. I still, whenever they're around, I still like to see them. It's a lot of fun. A
lot of Beatle news this morning. Man,
there is a ton of Beatles news this morning, so we'll just get...
Okay.
We'll start at the beginning and whip through it. In Liverpool, Penny Lane, there is a concern there now that it was actually named after a British slave trader named James Penny, a guy from the 18th century. So the city is undertaking an investigation. The mayor has come out and said, I really don't think it's named after this guy, and said, I sure hope it. The mayor sure hopes it isn't, because he said, so what would it be like to have the Beatles song and no real Penny Lane anymore?
I was always under the assumption that Penny Lane was a girl.
Yeah, no, she came later.
Yeah.
She came later. Peter Jackson, this movie he's making from the Let It Be period. It's going to be called The Beatles Get Back. It's been pushed back nearly a full year. It was supposed to come back out September 4th. Now it's going to be August 27th, 2021, 2021. Like a lot of things, it's being pushed into the new year, you know, because of the virus and the pandemic. Paul McCartney will be releasing an archival version of Flaming Pie, an album that came out in 1997. This is coming out July 31st, five CDs, two DVDs, lots of outtakes. Steve Miller was a big collaborator on this album. He played on a lot of the songs. So he'll be featured in there, although ironically, somebody had once asked Steve Miller, like, so was there much left over from Flaming Pie? Would it make a good box set? And he said, nah. He said the stuff that didn't make the album wasn't very good.
Well, that's traditionally when somebody has, let's just say they've passed away, and they said, well, they were in the middle of making a record, and it was half, three-quarters the way through, and they go, so we're gonna put that together and release it. It's always been my experience, well, it's not that good, or it didn't make the album for a reason, or other albums for
right,
a reason.
Right, or it just, you know, it might be good, but it's not as good as what was on the album.
That's why I think Huey Lewis did the right thing with this last album that he did. He said, we had 7 songs recorded, they were ready to go, we wanted to make it 10, we couldn't get there, so we released the 7.
Yeah, put it out.
Right, rather than trying to get 10 on there, he released 7 good songs.
Right, and that's, you know, it's funny how we're back to accepting that, you know, once upon a time, okay, a 7-8 song album, you know, 9 maybe, sometimes 10, you know, that was the norm. Then we got into the CD era where, you know, damn it, if you're going to make me spend this money, you better fill up all 81 minutes on that disc. And so we went into a period of great excess. And now, you know, partly that we're back to vinyl, partly that we just got exhausted with mediocre material. And
yeah.
So we are accepting of, and now in when you're downloading most of your music, it doesn't matter how long it is. You just want good music to listen to.
Yeah, that's not so hard.
The last thing on the Beatles go around is this interesting legal battle between the estate of Jeff Emerick, who was their forever engineer, and Universal Capitol Records. Basically, Emerick was left, and I suspect it was George Martin. He was given a tape from the Beatles' very first session with EMI back in June of 1962 with Pete Best playing drums, and was told to destroy it.
And he didn't.
Smart guy that he was, Jeff Emerick did not destroy it. He held on to it, and now there's a battle between his estate, the family saying, no, it's ours, and Capitol Universal saying, no, it's ours. We told the guy to destroy it. It shouldn't even be there for you to have. It's property of the record company. So this will go to court. Apparently, some auctioneers are valuing it at $6 million.
So if the record label gets them back, I'm guessing they won't destroy them.
I doubt it. I can't imagine.
$6 million? Right. So, are you crazy? You
know, and what can be done with those?
Well, they did use it for the Beatles anthology,
yeah.
You know, back in 95. So, I mean, they're, you know, it has great value. So why would you just put it in the Albert and Victoria Museum, you know, put it somewhere. You know, that's history. So,
yeah, if the engineer wins, what will he do with them?
Auction them off. $6 million.
Okay.
It's just money waiting to be gathered up by somebody.
Yeah, money waiting to be gathered, or like I say, history.
They don't fight over things that are worthless.
No, that's what I just wonder how they decide. Are they just a one-time sale, or are they going to...
Yeah, you know, we'll go up at, you know, they do some auction house or something.
All right.
But, you know, one way or the other, it needs to be preserved.
Hey, how about something for the Rush fans?
There's actually been a bit for Rush fans last week. You know, well, somebody was drinking Mai Tais and sitting on a Chase lounge. Rush put out a new video that pays tribute to Neil Peart, which is nice, and it comes from the Signals, the new box set of the Signals album. And now the City Council in St. Catharines, Ontario, which is where Neil Peart is from, has given the go-ahead for a Neil Peart memorial in Lakeside Park. Lakeside Park, of course, is a track from, you know, the from the 2112 album as well as the All the World's a Stage live album. So they're going to have, there will be some sort of statue or plaque, and then there's also going to be a pavilion that they're going to rename the Neil Peart Pavilion. And that should happen, you know, this summer. And so that's
with
that's
a limited crowd, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I mean, that's what
Which Rush
happen.
Fan, aren't you getting cheated if you're a Rush fan? You want to go to this dedication? Why wouldn't you think about waiting?
They might. They haven't said what they're going to do yet. You can always rename something and then do the actual dedication and formal opening later.
I suppose you could. What about cancellations or postponements this week? How many do you have?
You know what? We're leveling the curve here.
Well, everything's been canceled already, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So many have already been done. So this week there were actually more rescheduled announcements than cancellations. On the cancellation front, Riot Fest in Chicago, which is a big deal. This year's off, next year's on. Sting has pushed his Las Vegas My Songs residency until the first part of 2021. Lyric Opera of Chicago and the San Francisco Opera have canceled their seasons, but tour rescheduling. Disturbed, Kenny Chesney, Santana with Earth, Wind & Fire, Lindsey Stirling, Rod Stewart, Vampire Weekend have all announced their tour dates for 2021. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett have also rescheduled their tour August 28th, 2021 at Miller Park. Will be the new date there, and they're
it'll be American Family Insurance Field when Kenny Chesney gets there, though. Now,
right,
we're getting a name change after this year,
right? So there's we are starting to see more and more of the 2021 reschedules. And for as amped up as we were for a busy 2020, you know, I guess get ready. All things, if things go as planned, you know, get ready for a huge 2021.
Yeah, there's going to be a backup too, and I would think with all these. With all this time off from the road, there's got to be a lot of bands working on stuff in the studio, right?
Oh, there's a ton. There's a ton. I mean, they, you know, and in fact, the past week, a lot of them have started talking about it. Lars Ulrich said Metallica has been working on a new album via Zoom, of all things. So, you know, they're putting something together. Journey is working on its first new album in nearly a decade. Seether's going to release a new song this week, and they've been working on a new album that will probably come out later this summer. Miles Kennedy, who's the frontman for Alter Bridge and Slash's band, he's almost finished with his next album. So there's a ton of stuff. Jennifer Lopez just posted something online yesterday saying she's been working on new music. There will be a lot of music coming today. Of course, Bob Dylan's new album comes out, first album of new material in 8 years. He's been recording Great American Songbook standards since then, during the interim, but now he's got the new album coming out, and he's a little bit of controversy over it. There's a song called False Prophet on it, which was the third single he released, and a lot of people are saying this sounds a lot like a Billy the Kid Emerson song, which is called If Lovin' Is Believin', that came out in 1954. So, you know, Dylan hasn't commented on that. I mean, it's a blues song, and while blues purists, you know, we'll take some umbrage at this. There are only so many patterns in the blues, and especially the upbeat blues, especially a 12-bar shuffle.
Upbeat blues, boy, is that a...
But it's not an oxymoron. I mean, there's some rock and blues out there.
Just to back up a little, how do you do an album on Zoom?
Oh, I mean, it's just like having a meeting on Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, you can... the technology allows you to plug, Zoom technology allows you to plug music and visual in there. So, you know, a couple, even four or five people could get together and work on a song together. You know, for that matter, like if you're just think about these Nashville writing sessions that happen. It's just them in a room with acoustic guitars, and now it's them in a Zoom room with acoustic guitars.
Just sitting and picking away?
Yeah, the fidelity, you know, might not be quite the same as having somebody next to you or even 6 feet from you.
Does Zoom have great sound?
No, but you're recording a track that you'll mix later, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
These aren't, they're working on songwriting then. Although, you know, what will happen, let's say in the case of Metallica, Lars will lay down a drum pattern and he'll send it to the other guys and they'll put their stuff on it, and somebody will send it to an engineer who will mix it all together.
How long before we get our first album, the Zoom tapes?
You know, we've had Zoom songs already, so the first album probably this summer sometime. Yeah, why not? You can do it that quick.
Right. Yeah, if you've got something, if you want to.
Yeah.
Paris Jackson.
She's coming.
Getting ready to release her first EP. Okay, hold on. Why? Is this going to be... I mean, Nancy Sinatra, okay, Frank's daughter. She was okay, I guess, right? Would you say that Nancy was okay? What about Frank Jr.? Would you say Frank Jr. was okay? I'd say he was kind of a hack.
I would say hereditary. Frank Jr. was the first Frank Sinatra imitator. You know, the first Frank Sinatra tribute act.
Yeah. So what have you heard any of this?
Yeah, I've heard some of Paris's stuff. It's kind of an indie acoustic thing. You know, she's not trying to sound like her dad. You know, she's been making, Paris Jackson has been making an interesting career for herself. She's a model. She's done some activism. She's done a little bit of writing. So it's, you know, she has the artistic gene. This group she has called the Soundflowers, it's her and her boyfriend, a guy named Gabriel Glenn, who's in a rock band called Trash Dogs. And they are going to release a 5-track EP next week. It has a few tracks on it, a couple of which have been on YouTube already. They have merch. So, you know, it's the real deal, you know, and again, she's not trying to sound like her dad.
Right. Is it going to be better?
What did you want her to do? Lawn care? Hardware store? You know?
Right. She's got to do something, right? Well, will it be better than the Corey Feldman albums?
Anything is better.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
I'm just using that as a baseline. That's all.
Okay. If that's your baseline, yes, it is.
Okay. Better than that. All right. We're out of time. So what's last?
What is last? There's a cute little bit about Lady Antebellum. Changed their name to Lady A because of sensitivities of the time, only to find out there's a blues singer in L.A. named Lady A who's been working as Lady A for more than 20 years.
Cue the Homer Simpson.
They have a big registry of names somewhere.
And they're going to work it out, they say, okay. I.e. money will change hands.
We're Lady Capital A.
There will be, right. Well, no, they won't even differentiate. Lady A in L.A. will just get some Lady A in Nashville money. But now on the clock are the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, because Dixie is,
say,
okay.
You know, Dixie doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
So maybe next week we'll have an answer on that.
Have they addressed it? Have they said?
They haven't yet. They haven't touched it.
Okay.
So
I'm listening to my favorite country station now and a Lady Antebellum, Lady A song comes on, if it's an old Lady Antebellum song, will it say Lady A now that gets
pumped on? It should. You know, it'll probably take a minute. But
okay.
It should, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
There you go. You're welcome. We will talk next week.
All right. All right. Enjoy your ketchup this week, all right?
Yes, sir.
You cooking anything in the smoker?
Not in the smoker, but maybe on the grill.
All right. We'll catch up next week, Gary.
Take care.
All right. Gary Graff, our music expert, every Friday morning.